This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the ongoing problem of addiction in America, whether it's to prescription painkillers or non-prescription heroin. The word epidemic is often used. What has gotten less attention is the mounting backlog when addicts seek treatment. WHYY's Tracy Samuelson reports on why so many people now have to wait weeks, if not months, to get help.
Cheryl Santiago's son, Eric, became addicted to pills he'd been prescribed for anxiety and depression. But when he finally decided to quit, he learned that asking for help and getting it can be two very different things.
As soon as he contacted them, he thought he could go that night. He was ready to go. And then he just got more and more discouraged.
Eric was uninsured, and the Santiagos couldn't afford a private facility, where a month of treatment can cost as much as $30,000. But even once Eric got insurance, he still faced waitlists. When he finally got into a detox program, it required that he be an active drug user to get treatment, to actually fail a drug test. He'd been clean for about a month by then.
He told me, he goes, Mom, don't be upset with me. Don't be mad at me if I have to use something because I have to test dirty in order to go into their program. And he did.
Eric had recently turned 31. He lay down for a nap and never woke up. The U.S. spent $24 billion on substance abuse treatment in 2009, the most recent data available from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Even still, nearly 90% of people who need treatment and don't get it say it's due to waiting lists or insufficient services. Those who do get treatment wait an average of 3 months.
The populations that are more impacted are poor people and middle-class people.
Roseanne Scotti is the director of the Drug Policy Alliance in New Jersey. She says the good news is that the Affordable Care Act will eventually add coverage for millions of people with mental health and substance abuse issues. The bad news?
In some states, like New Jersey, there just isn't the infrastructure at this point. There's going to have to be new facilities, new providers, new licensed addictions counselors, and that's going to take a while to ramp up.
The problem with waitlists, Scotty says, is that if a person doesn't get help right away, they might not ask again. In New Jersey, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.